All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm calling this zoning administrator meeting for the city of Escondido to order. Today is Thursday, September 28th, 2023. It's 3:03 p.m. I'm Veronica Morones, city planner. Here today from city staff, we have
Jay Paul, senior planner.
And Annie Ward.
Department assistant.
Thank you. We also have the applicant and property owner present, or just property owner?
Applicant, Martin Cummins, and on behalf of Penn South, Eli Eisenman.
Who is the property owner?
Yes.
Great. And then we also have present a member of the public, it looks like.
James Lund, and I represent the contiguous property owner, which is the Rubalcaba family.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
And just a clarification, currently Charles Butler is the property owner. We're in a partnership agreement where that's going to be contributed. I don't think that is closed yet, but I think, Martin, you are representing Charles here.
I am.
Yes.
Great. Thank you for that clarification. So we do have one item on the agenda today. This is a request to modify a precise development plan. Just for clarification, this item is not a public hearing item, but rather an administrative action pursuant to section 33.13.19 and 33.4.11 of the Escondido Zoning Code. However, all actions taken today by the zoning administrator are technically appealable to the Planning Commission. So, project planner Jay Paul will give an overview of the project. Yes. Jay, please.
I'll be very brief. On today's agenda is a modification to the precise development plan. What the applicant submitted was a redesign of the project to do basically three or four items. Number one, they wanted to increase the amount of parking on the site. To do that, they reduced the density of the project from about 51 dwelling units per acre down to about 46. So they were approved up to 120 dwelling units per the master plan. And I'd like to indicate that all the proposed improvements are consistent with the overall master plan. So, number one, a reduction in the amount of units from 120 to 109. This allowed an increase in parking. Parking was an issue with the council and also adjacent neighbors, the owners of the restaurant. The parking that would be provided, because they did get a parking reduction for the project. They will be increasing that parking to 205 on-site or spaces specifically identified for the project. It will also include the open spaces along 2nd Avenue. And there were some agreements with that the applicants wouldn't use that. They would leave that open for the general public. The parking along Pine Street, along their frontage, and 3rd Avenue would be exclusive, but there would still be parking opportunities along the southern side of 3rd Avenue and along the eastern side of Pine Street. There was some discussion at the previous council that would be allowed for on-street parking, potentially could go away if a bike lane was installed in that in the future, and that was discussed extensively at the previous 2021 council meetings. The one of the other changes is that the applicant is going to provide a parking garage instead of open parking, and provide security for those parking spaces along that, and also provides for additional open space opportunities. They've increased the open space, I believe, from 18,000 up to about 24,000 with a podium deck above the secured parking spaces. So those are the main changes to the project design. From a standpoint and the questions that Mr. Lund had brought up, none of the grading, site changes, alley access, and easements through the alley would be impacted. They all remain the same. The access to meet Guadalajara from the two driveways will be unaffected. They all remain the same. All the previous conditions remain in place for public access through the alley, pedestrian access that was issues that were described and discussed extensively by Planning Commission and Council to have that public access remain emergency access through the alley. They will be improving the alley along their frontages. They have two frontages. It will be unimpacted along the Guadalajara site. Staff is recommending approval of the project. We did receive a letter from Mr. Lund prior to that. With that, staff is recommending approval of the project as proposed
and
commissioned.
Thank you, Jay. I just want to acknowledge for the record that we have an additional person joining us in the ZA meeting today. Sir, would you mind stating your name for the record?
Bruce Stengraver, architect.
Architect, all right. So you're here on behalf of the applicant?
Yes.
Great. So thank you, Jay, for that recap. I have a couple of questions, clarifying items. So I know that we did receive that public letter today. One of the main concerns was communicated in that letter was a lack of parking.
Correct.
And based on your presentation and the staff report, it sounds like the proposed modifications would actually increase parking almost to the mandatory requirement under zoning code.
Correct.
However, they originally received a waiver
of parking. Correct.
So we're seeing an increase in spaces under
this.
They
are correcting that to be, I think, one space shy of the standard. I think so. Right.
Okay. And then I wanted to clarify, you mentioned that the Guadalajara curb cuts, that access to that site would be unaffected by this project. By
right.
Unaffected, you mean there is no proposed physical change to those curb
correct.
Cuts, correct?
All of the on-site, off-site improvements remain the same. And all the conditions in the site improvements along the alley remain unchanged.
Okay, so then to clarify, we have not added any new conditions as a result of this modification because it's compliant with the master plan?
Engineering had to clarify a few because there are some, along their portions of the alley, they do have some encroachments, overhangs, and how the alley is dedicated and how the utility easements will work. We still get 24 feet in there. It's just how much is dedicated and how much remains in utility easements. Other than that, through access through the alley will remain the same, open
okay.
to the public.
Okay, and we're not removing any conditions?
Correct,
okay. So there was also a concern about future residents of the Mercado property crossing onto the adjacent Guadalajara property.
Correct. That was a discussion item at the 2021 City Council hearing. And it was discussed that the owner at the time and the representative, Mr. Lund, had discussed that with the owner, developer at the time. They had to come to a private agreement that they discussed at the council hearing. And indicated that they had come to private agreement where the developer would work with the owners to install a decorative block wall and gates along the alley frontage on the Guadalajara project. It's not a condition of the project, it's a private agreement that they will be continuing to work out with the current developers. They will need to process separate permits for that, and they will need to work with the city through the project to install those improvements.
Okay, so to clarify then, the Guadalajara site is not a part of this project.
Correct.
Site.
Correct.
Okay, great, thank you. So those were the questions that came out of the public comment letter we received. The applicant is here and we've already stated their name. Have you all had an opportunity to review the staff report and my modifications to the conditions from engineering?
Yes, we all 64 pages.
Do you have any concerns or questions surrounding those conditions in the staff report?
None in my head.
Okay. Well then, with that, I, as the zoning administrator, will move to make an action on this.
Ma'am, do I get to comment before you move?
Since it's not a public hearing item, there typically wouldn't be a public comment period, but we will go ahead and let you have 3 minutes to speak. I don't have a timer, so we'll eyeball it. Oh, wait, I do. Forgot I own a smartwatch. Go ahead.
So I have also read all 64 pages. And the thing I was trying to point out in my letter is the way that the parking maps are drawn and the way the site plan is drawn, it shows a continuous line and does not show the current driveways that meet Guadalajara has into that alley. And that was our concern, is that someone would then look at these documents and think that there's no access. And there's been access there for 20 years.
Right.
So that was what I was trying to point out, was the maps attached show a continuous line in all of the maps on that side of the alley.
Right.
And fails to show the driveway.
Right. Well,
and
we
so
show,
like here, and obviously when you do the elevations, you don't do the neighboring project.
Sure.
But the elevations give the impression that nothing's there, and the elevations show it as blank parking with cars there. I mean, that's what the elevation shows, and it is not a correct elevation, because there's a building there. You can't have a car there. And so that was some of our concern, was that for example, here is the elevation that shows an empty lot with some cars parked there. Well, that's our building. That's where our building is. And I understand you don't put the neighboring elevations on a submittal. I understand that. But it is a difficulty when the impression is given that there is no use on that currently, and that there is no access on that. Because all of the, look at, here's another one. You know, they're all continuous. None of them show driveways. And so that was my concern. And I just want to come on the record and say that these plans and specifications don't reflect the neighborhood. You know, it's an L-shaped project, and we're the inside of the L. And none of our building or our curb cuts or anything else are reflected. And those curb cuts into the alley should have been on the plans. That's my feeling. Thank you. Did I go over 3 minutes?
You didn't. You were at 2.5. So that was very impressive. Way to keep time. I will look to city staff to provide a response to the concerns expressed regarding the lack of curb cuts shown, as I inquired earlier, before I get to you, as I inquired earlier. The Miguel Lajara site is not a part of the project site, so no modifications to that parcel should occur or will occur as a result of this approval. However, maybe you could explain what would be provided on post-entitlement.
Right, post-entitlements. What we didn't show in there was they have a full civil package that shows those designs. Miguel Lajara also fronts on the public alley, and they're not. We're not vacating that portion of the public alley across your frontage, so that will still remain public for the project. So this was to show the site planning, the architectural for the site only. If we included all the civil, it would show all that.
Sure.
We can provide that for you,
and I'm sure that. When we get actual building permits and everything else in the world, there'll be huge amounts of detail.
They're what to the construction level.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, sure.
And
thank you.
One last question for staff. I am making an inference that the Miguel Lajara site probably has its own set of approvals that restaurant was constructed that memorialized the existing curb cuts and access onto that property,
exactly.
Correct? Okay, great. Thank you. Then with that, I'll close public comment. We let the record show we have another person joining us this afternoon to the ZA meeting. Sir, do you mind stating your name for the record?
I'm Charles Butler.
Charles Butler. And you are with the?
I'm the owner, if you will, of the project, so to speak. We have a couple of people on the managing members. So we weren't sure Marty would be able to get here, and I just said, might as well show up. I've never been to one of these myself, but
me either.
Yeah. I'd like to speak out of turn for something. I eat at Mia Guadalajara, and I've driven out of that alley parking way, and everything's pretty established. You know what I mean? You're simply saying we're just going to keep the status quo.
Correct. And when I got the letter, I forwarded that to Owen Tuttle. He also worked on the project. And to verify how all the easements would work, especially the vacation. The only part that's actually being vacated, the alley, is the section that goes under
the bridge.
The bridge. Right.
Not bridge. It's the architectural
skyway.
Well, actually, it's a walkway, so you don't have to go out on the street and walk.
Right. But
safety issues.
And we had a discussion on how that easement may have to be not only in, it might have to be a three-dimensional.
And just to clarify, that easement or that vacation is not a part of this proposed modification. That's already been approved, correct, under the original approvals. This is really just a modification to the architecture and to the general.
Right, the footprint.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, great. Well, then, I will now, as zoning administrator, move to approve PL 230245, approving resolution number 2023.
Agenda item number B1.
We really don't have the reso number on here, do we?
I thought I saw it there. Where is it?
202308.
Resolution 2023-08. My papers got mixed up. Approving the modification to the precise plan. And with that, there are no other items on the agenda, so this zoning administrator meeting is adjourned.
Congratulations.